We're checking in with the city of York. We've got two guests. We're going to start with our city manager, Dalton Pierce. Good morning to you, Dalton.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Yeah. What's the latest from the city of York? How are you all handling the beginning of summer?
Yeah, you know, we're thankful for the rain. You know, it's not going to necessarily get us out of the drought, but it's definitely making a dent in it. I would like for it not to rain as much. Kind of hurts my golf game a little bit, but that's okay too. But, you know, we're excited. We just got the release of the U.S. Census Bureau, so we were second fastest growing in the Charlotte Metro behind Fort Mill, and I think we were like number four as far as percentage of growth in the state, which kind of leads into with who I have with me today. So, you know, Mr. Ramirez is going to speak to this project, but it's about York Place, the Yorkville Agricultural and Education Society, and the 120 acres they're looking to preserve, which, you know, the city wants to be good stewards of the growth, but also recognize the history and preserve that. And, you know, long-term prosperity is very important, especially with, you know, this great project.
Well, you mentioned James Ramirez. He is a very well-recognized individual in York County and the Tri-County area. And James, after a successful career in education, you've decided to still be involved in the community with this project. Now, we've heard some rumblings of this project. We heard just some of the smaller details just the other day here on Palmetto Mornings. But explain, what's the name of the project and what are we talking about exactly? Maybe if you can kind of give some landmarks for those who are listening and playing along at home so they can visually kind of picture in their head what we're talking about here.
The name of the project is the Yorkville Agricultural and Education Society. And it came together, believe it or not, last March. And it was a group of us put together by Arthur Black, a local farmer in York, Black's Peaches, and put together a steering committee of people that are dedicated to the preservation of this beautiful piece of property. It's located about a half a mile outside of downtown York, about 120 acres. And what we saw was an excellent opportunity to maximize this beautiful green space. The property was developed back in 1850. Excuse me, it was a military school, and then the Episcopal Church took control over it, and it was an orphanage until 1970. After it was an orphanage, it was a treatment center for physically and emotionally challenged students. And once it transitioned or quit being a center for that, the Episcopal Church was going to look at possibly putting a retirement village there. COVID took care of the retirement village. After COVID, we saw an opportunity once that fell through to look at this and develop this into what we're planning to do in the next perpetuity.
So again, you've done a great job of explaining where this is. So on this property, you mentioned you have buildings or cottages as well as green space. Kind of elaborate, if you can, on the buildings and the cottages and then that green space.
We have 16 buildings on the campus. We are looking at a daycare / STEM academy that's going to locate there next year. And we're also looking at utilizing our buildings for business development. Especially with small businesses, we do have space there where if you had a small business, you could come and lease our business out. We have a beautiful gymnasium, and we have a conference center as well as buildings that can be utilized for different purposes. The Episcopal Church will retain use of the chapel, and what we're looking at is developing programs once we close on the property at the end of July.
Is there much infrastructure that you have to do with those buildings, or are they pretty well kept? Because you gave a very detailed history, but, you know, buildings at a certain point are going to age. But do you have to do much upkeep or renovations, or the infrastructure is pretty solid?
Yes. Fortunately, we're going to be hitting our mark with our $4 million purchase price, but we are going to need sustainable income to keep those businesses in tip-top shape. What we're looking at right now is, again, monitoring the condition of the buildings and getting that word out there that the businesses are going to be available, businesses are available to locate on this beautiful piece of campus. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we do have easements that will protect our property in perpetuity.
All right, so those are the buildings. Let's talk about the green space, because this, again, is located right near the heart of the city of York. and what we know about growth. We like growth, right, Dalton?
Yep.
But people don't like about growth.
Manage growth.
But what people often say about growth is you're tearing down the trees, mm-hmm. you're getting rid of green space. And what we've also learned is people in today's time, they want to live, work, and play in their community. They don't want to live in one place, have to go somewhere else miles away to go shopping and eating, and then continue to go further out for their recreation. They want right. to be able to do it all within the confines of where they live, work, and play. So what can you tell us about this green space? How will that be preserved, and what do you envision there?
The easement will create a land, kind of like land protection. And we've been working hand-in-hand with the 4-H. And as you mentioned, Kristen Cundy came, and she is the she's head over the 4-H education in York County. And her group is the largest 4-H group in South Carolina. We have over 700 students that are working in her 4-H group. She's doing some outstanding work with the kids there. And, you know, when you look at education and you look at agriculture, more and more agricultural land is being sold for developments. And kids need to know, you know, where does food come from? But we're looking at this facility as an opportunity to promote these educational programs to our students pertaining to agriculture. You know, you go to a school, and I spent time in a school. Where does food come from? You know, children need to understand that. And this is also an excellent opportunity for field trips for kids. Mm-hmm. Within a 75-mile radius of the church home or the Yorkville Educational Society, we have over 500,000 public education students. So what a destination for this to be. And as Dalton said, this area is growing by leaps and bounds, and we have this 4-H program in place already that's utilizing the campus before our purchase. But we're also looking at expanding for adult programs as well, to have this facility not just for the children but the adults, a place to wind down. And if you go to Charlotte, really even Fort Mill, the encroachment is phenomenal, and this green space is going to provide a haven opportunity for people to come and enjoy themselves. We're looking at potential trails through the property. We have two ponds there that as well, and the buildings again will be utilized, and that once the sale goes through, then we'll be looking forward to going out and recruiting those people that want to come and be able to enjoy work and do it in an area that's calm, cool, and collected, as well as having the opportunity, if they have small children, to enroll their children in the academy.
Dalton Pierce is the city manager for the city of York. How does this piece of property and this project fit into just how the city continues to recruit businesses and families to an already growing community?
Right. I think it'll be a great amenity. It plugs into, we just updated and adopted our new comprehensive plan back in March. We're well on our way to adopting our downtown master plan, which, will incorporate this project, and we're just kicking off our pedestrian and bicycle study update. So pedestrian safety, sidewalk connectivity, greenways, trails. The county is also updating their plan as far as a master plan of greenways and trails and such. So how do we get people here? You may not have to drive. You could park and walk. This campus there at York Place is really connected. You could be on this campus and be to any part of the city within a walk if you so choose. Also, too, I think it's great that with the hotel coming into downtown, being able to support them with their conference center, also events that they have going on, I think it's a great plug for us. And, we're just wanting to really make downtown very vibrant. We've started that Main Street program. We're definitely making leaps and bounds in that. So very sensitive to this project. But at the same point in time, I guess to capitalize on it is that, the mission and vision there at the city is to really, preserve our history while forging our future.
It's a fantastic program. Good luck on the rollout. What is the timeline for it to be everything to be completed and everything else? I mean, are we talking 5-10 years, or is this a matter of 5 years or less? Like,
this program is going to be our gift for the future. Mm. And I can't say enough about the transparency and the assistance that the city of York has given us. And when we reached out to other parties to become part of this project, they cannot believe the help and the approachability that the city has had. And that's Dalton and our outstanding group. I can't say enough about our steering committee as well. And what we're doing is what we're working to look at the different opportunities that this facility and this whole area sees fit. Arthur Black said, York is the center of the universe. And if Central Park in New York, and I wrote this, Central Park has 843 acres for 15 million people. York has 120 acres for less than 10,000. And we do not want to see this opportunity. We don't want to lose this opportunity, because once land is gone, it's gone. And this opportunity for green space is here. We have a website, and the other day we had the leadership of York County, and they had their end of year luncheon there, and WBT dropped in. And it's always good to have advertisement. It's always good to have news. You can't have enough news. And they were blown away at this space. When we first started this project, I have often said to our steering committee, if you get them here, they will come, because the place sells itself.
Love it. What's the name of that website address where folks can learn more about it?
The website address is YorkPlaceAgSociety.org. Again, YorkPlaceAgSociety.org. There's a group of steering committee members there. I personally would like to invite anybody to come by. I can be reached via my email, and there are email addresses to our steering committee, where if they want to shoot me an email and come visit, I'll be more than happy to take them through a tour.
Perfect.